see. I guess I start heading up towards town then. Huh? River? River!
It is me. I am still River, and I am still a horse. Hello, friend.
Man, is it good to see you.
Did you enjoy your time on the boat?
You know, I really did. I almost didn't believe you when you said I'd have more fun in front of me, but hey, you were right.
I am not a clever enough beast to lie.
Nah, that's not a bad thing at all. I should have believed you.
I'm glad you decided to get off the boat when you did. I have before had couriers that stay on the boat and miss their stop.
Well, there's a package to be delivered.
That is correct. It is not far from here where you will be delivering that package.
I could probably walk, but you mind giving me a lift? For old time's sake.
I will give you one more ride up that steep hill, up aboard.
All right, let's go.
Well, we've made it.
This is the place, huh? Chez Pierre?
I've heard it pronounced Chez Pierre. Pierre is a very nice man.
Oh, you know him?
I do. He's the one who sent me.
Well, I've come to realize that you know better than I do, River. Seeing you again, even just for a short time, made this trip a lot better.
It was a nice last ride. Thank you for being very kind and polite on your journey with me.
I'll just head on inside.
If you ring the bell, he'll come greet you. I will wait here with you until he arrives.
Good with me.
Yes? Hello? Who is it?
Hi. Pierre? I'm here to deliver you your package.
Oh, and you brought River with you. Oh, fantastic. How's my horse doing? Is he doing well?
He's a great horse. Thank you for sending him.
Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. Don't worry about it.
Now, that package. One sec. Where is it? Oh, hold on. I must have left it on River.
I do not have the package.
I can't believe this, but I think I misplaced your package.
All right. Well, let's see. Maybe we'll just start from the beginning. Where did you stop first?
I first stopped to recharge my rental bike. I sat with an old man and had some coffee. We talked about his battle with new technology.
And that seems like a pretty tough battle to win. Technology is constantly improving, right?
Honestly, I don't know if you could win the battle over technology, but hey, you can at least hold on a little longer each day.
All right, well, then where did you head next?
Well, the old man told me to stop at Peck's for breakfast. I met a woman there that was... She was wearing makeup to cover up some bruises. They were from her husband.
My God, that's horrible. She left him, right?
No. She said he runs away for a while, but comes back when his mind is better and swears he won't do it again.
Well, what do you think? You think she was wrong for taking him back?
Honestly, I don't know. I thought she was dead wrong, and maybe she is. She told me about him bringing some serious trauma from the war overseas and how he hasn't been able to get the help. Makes me feel like...
It's like other people's tragedy is... How the French say compliqué, right?
Yeah, very compliqué. I don't remember leaving a package there at the diner, though. I rode my bike into the woods not long before River found me.
I know, a talking horse, right? He's just a marvelous creature.
He is incredible. We had a nice chat, mostly about the nature of humans.
Yeah, he's a simple creature, but sometimes I feel like you can gain valuable information from such simple creatures. Did you ever get some clarity after talking with him?
Clarity? I think I only have more questions. We humans solve problems just to make new ones, right? It's like a never-ending cycle.
Yes, we are a curious bunch, aren't we?
Then I rode to the Bentwill Inn.
And they had the oats.
Yes, they did have oats.
And I ate all of the oats.
They also had a bartender who... She was sensational.
I get what you're saying. You got a couple of drinks, maybe some songs, some dancing, maybe. It's a beautiful thing.
No, No dancing. River kindly reminded me that there was a package that needed some delivering.
Well, I would have understood making some music with her, but I'm glad you made it here when you did. There's a time and place for everything.
Come to think of it, I may not have made it on that riverboat if I stayed any longer with her.
Wait, what? A riverboat? You went that way?
Yeah, I did. Was I not supposed to go that way?
No. Your only task was to bring the package here. That was the destination. How you get there is your choice, but when you were there, did you by chance meet a man on that boat with honeyed words, a nice suit, always at the dice pit?
You mean Scratch?
Yes, I mean Scratch. He was an old associate of my boss. He's usually a good time, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, he was great. I didn't stay too long, though, just a couple of games. Then I headed up to you.
And do you think you left the package on the boat?
I don't think so. I mean, come to think of it, I can't even remember getting the package to begin with.
Well, you know, this is unacceptable. I'm sorry.
You got him good, Peter.
I tried to keep a straight I tried to keep a straight face through it. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, my friend. We're playing a little joke on you. I'm sorry.
One more time now?
So, through your journey, you've been learning and experiencing many different stories and points of view from so many different people, including my horse, even here. But all the while, you were supposed to be delivering some mysterious package. But, buddy, did it ever occur to you that you are the package? You're the one that's meant to be delivered to this place. You are the piece de resistance. You are that special package.
Hold on, I still don't understand.
My man, you have traveled a great distance to get to this point. You've received your objective to deliver the package. You made your journey. You had a moderate amount of fun along the way. Now, could you have stayed with that lovely barmaid and still made it here on time? Yeah, perhaps. Should you have doubled down when Scratch offered it to you in the crab's pit and you didn't know really what you were gambling? Well, perhaps not, but you made your choices, you played the game with your elbows on the boundaries, and you made it here. And that, ultimately, is what matters.
This is,
Consider this the third stage of your journey.
I did all this journeying, and I still feel like I'm spinning my wheels. I guess I learned a lot of lessons along the way, but it just made me question more.
Well, hey, the good news is that the hard part is over. You've made your journey through Dice with Scratch. You crossed land. You crossed time to get here. You're home now.
But what about all my questions? And everything that happened on my way here? When will I get those answers?
I just manned the gate. But the good news is for you that you have all the time in the world to ask more questions as you figure out the old ones.
I guess I won't need these chips from the riverboat, will I?
No, sadly no. Your money's no good here. A lot of people want to take it with them, but it's impossible, I'm afraid. Just head up the stairs and through those double doors. Mr. Courier, relax. I know you're safe here. Today, you will enter paradise.
If I had known all of that from the start, would I have done it all the same way? Hope so. Man, that was fun.